It's Thursday, November 20th, and with your 9 a.m. news, I am Leonard Witbier. Yango's partner drivers are driving safer roads by upholding professional standards and using app-based features like GPS tracking and SOS alerts. Ruben Williams, the chief accounts manager for Yango Namibia, highlighted in a statement that these tools, combined with a culture of honesty and accountability, reduce reckless driving complaints, build passenger trust, and contribute to a safer ride-hailing experience nationwide.
Yango Namibia's partner drivers aren't just taking passengers from A to B, they're actively promoting road safety with features like GPS tracking, SOS alerts, verified profiles, ride-sharing options. Drivers such as Wachomub Kiandro and Christophe Amonkete ensure safer journeys for everyone. The platform has seen a 40% drop in reckless driving complaints this year, and over 90% of passengers say they feel safe using Yango. By combining technology and accountability, Yango is setting a new benchmark for safer transport in Namibia.
Oshikoto Regional Electoral Officer Esther Hibangelua confirmed on Wednesday that the region has received sensitive voting materials for the Electoral Commission. As per reports from Mariana Mupala, Hibangelua added that representatives from various political parties were present to verify the seals.
I'd just like to confirm that we have received the sensitive material in Oshikoto Region, with the political parties among us to verify their seals that are placed on the metal boxes. After that, we are going to book in the sensitive material.
South Africa's National Director of Public Prosecutions, Head Shamila Patoi, says any perception that prosecutions are politically motivated or selectively pursued erodes the legitimacy and confidence in the entire system. She testified in the misconduct inquiry against suspended Gauteng Director of Public Prosecutions, Andrew Chauke. Patoi is the main complainant in the inquiry, having reported Chauke to President Cyril Ramaphosa. She says the inquiry is not about prosecutorial discretion, but about politically influenced decisions and prosecutions.
The NPA cannot fulfill our constitutional mandate if our decisions are vulnerable to pressure, direction, influence from external actors, be it from politicians, from the rich, from the powerful, from the private sector, the media, or civil society. As prosecutors, we must vigorously withstand such influence at all times.
To North America, where U.S. President Donald Trump has said Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman knew nothing about the murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi, contradicting U.S. intelligence. He angrily dismissed a question about the murder during a meeting with the de facto Saudi leader at the White House. In Washington for us is our correspondent, Kate Fisher.
On his first visit to the White House since the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, the Crown Prince was welcomed with all the trappings of a state visit, suggesting the period of diplomatic isolation is over. When asked about the murder, President Trump claimed that a lot of people didn't like Khashoggi and that he was extremely controversial. He went on to insist the Crown Prince, who the CIA assessed likely ordered the killing, wasn't involved. The two leaders also discussed closer economic ties. The Crown Prince says that Saudi Arabia will invest $1 trillion in the United States. Kate Fisher, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.